conversing with my own community and different people along the coast, to me, that was education. And I wanted to know people firsthand and not just about something I read in a book. And so that, to me, was important. And so when I was asked to make a blanket for the Anglican Church on Georgia and Burrard, you're welcome to go and visit it any day. There's two of them. They're 6 feet by 3 feet. And it sounds like they're big, but when we actually hung them and went down there, I think the wall is as long as the back there. They almost look like postage stamps. And I said to them, I think you need two more. Because they kind of look small, but they were called the Golden Threads from Heaven because they're the one step towards, and maybe not even a step, maybe a baby half step, towards working in a way that we know as reconciliation. And I don't know if there is a way to reconcile. I don't know if there's any time we're going to feel like we have done that, but we're going to work towards it. And so I wanted to honor residential school and all the people who had to suffer, because at first I said no. I didn't want to make a blanket for the Anglican Church, who so wrongly was involved with the Catholic Church in doing what it did. But I went home and I did the same thing I did today. I called upon my grandfather and I asked him and I said, what should I do here? Should I make a blanket for this place that to me in the past did such bad things to children and to families? Do I wrap them? And I thought about it for a while and I kept conversing with my friend at the church, and eventually I thought, since I've worked through my own journey of hurt and I'm healing, I want to share the healing part with everyone. I want people to know that we're here today and we've survived and we're rising and we're taking responsibility for who we are and who we define ourselves to be in this country.